Welcome to the Smiles Are Wild show, brought to you by Pediatric Dental Associates and Orthodontics. We know as parents that taking care of your children's teeth can be overwhelming. That's why every week we will bring you educational content to encourage and empower you. Thanks for joining us. Good morning, everyone. My name is Amy Morgan, and I'm the marketing coordinator here for Pediatric Dental Associates and Orthodontics. And we just want to start off by saying thank you for joining us. We are so excited to be starting 2022 with all of you guys. And we have a lot of information that's going to go into this, but it's also going to go super quick. So first of all, if you're just joining us and you're just hopping on, we want to make sure that you are following us on all of our social media. So we not only have Facebook, which you're watching us live right now here, but we also have Instagram as well as YouTube. You can find us on Instagram at Smiles Are Wild. And our YouTube channel right now can be located by our office name, which is the full name, Pediatric Dental Associates and Orthodontics. You should be able to see our blue logo and just click on that, hit subscribe. And then we also have all of our content over on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. You can also find that there by searching for the Smiles Are Wild podcast. We want you to join us on all of those platforms because we do different things on each one. We have different types of contests on Instagram versus Facebook. We do different kind of behind the scenes things on Instagram. We do try to pull those over to our Facebook stories as often as we can if they'll let us cross-reference. But we just want to let you know that it's not just the same content on every single platform. We do try to mix it up and try to do different things for all of our different followers over there. So we're really hoping that you'll join us on all of those. That includes Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and follow our podcast as well. We would really appreciate you clicking on those buttons to follow, like, and subscribe. And we just, this year, we have so much planned. So as you've probably seen, if you've been following us on Facebook for the last couple of days, we put up a cute little graphic that says, "Welcome to 2022. And so that is going to be the theme of January for sure. Kind of like a new year, new me type thing, but we're doing 2022 this year. And we really want to make sure that we're encouraging you to take care of your oral health from the beginning. Okay. So the number one thing that we're going to talk about today is really just a quick reminder to get back into your routines. We know with the kids going back to school, we're going to be getting back onto our routine. We want to make sure that we are brushing twice, at least twice a day, and flossing once a day. We also want to make sure that you are changing out your toothbrushes. So if you use a manual toothbrush, just a handheld, no electricity use, and no batteries, if you use a handheld, you're just going to throw that in the garbage. You're going to get rid of that, and you're going to get rid of that today, and you're going to get a new one. And then you're going to set your calendar for 3 months from today, so at the beginning of April, and you're going to change it again, and then in July, and then in October. You should be changing out your toothbrush or your toothbrush head every 3 months. This keeps bacteria from, you know, being able to accumulate on your toothbrush and then you brush your teeth with it and all that fun stuff. But specifically right now, you know, the past 2 years we've been dealing with this pandemic and you're coming across a lot of different variants of things, including COVID, including the flu right now. So if you also have anybody in your home who has been sick, you also want to change out your toothbrushes if you use a shared bathroom space. So if one of your kids gets COVID for some reason, you're going to want to change out everyone's toothbrushes if they use a shared space. Same thing with your spouse or your partner. You want to make sure if you're sharing a space, you're changing out the toothbrush. And then that includes any kind of illness that could be spread through bacteria or anything that would be considered contagious. So you're going to change out your toothbrush or your toothbrush head every 3 months, or unless someone in your household also comes down with something contagious, and then you're going to have to replace them early. This can definitely keep things from spreading within your house. It's a definite, like, it's a really good thing to start practicing now that anytime someone in your household is sick, that you're switching out those toothbrushes as quickly as possible. You can go to our YouTube channel and we have tons of stuff on toothbrushes, what type of toothbrush is good for you, what type of electric toothbrush is good, the battery operated ones, if you can replace the batteries in them, then do that. But some of those spin brushes, you can't replace the batteries. You have to throw the whole brush away. There are even manual brushes now that are made, that I can't remember the name of it right now. I think it's called Clip. Oral-B makes a and manual toothbrushes, so a non-electrical toothbrush that you can actually replace the head. So you're actually helping with recycle and waste by only having to replace the head. You're not throwing the entire toothbrush away. And then they have the replaceable heads that go on those if you don't like an electric toothbrush or you just don't own an electric toothbrush. So again, with this new year starting, we just want to remind you to be changing those out every 3 months. And if you start today, it's really easy to remember it by quarter. So you would change it in January, April, July, and October. So that's just part of our stuff for today that we want to remind you of. We also have a quick reminder to let you know that our orthodontist in Bentonville is going to start seeing new patients in Bentonville in March. So spring break week, he has openings to start seeing new patients. We're super excited. So if you want an orthodontic consult, please call our office at 479-582-0600. We'll get you, we'll ask you all the right questions. We'll find out if we're going to be able to see your child, and then we'll get all of that set up. So don't hesitate to reach out. We're happy to answer any questions you may have about that. But again, Dr. Schuyler is going to start seeing new patients at approximately around spring break in March. And then going forward, we'll just be seeing all the new patients that we can. And we'd be really excited to have you as a parent start your orthodontic journey, or you and your children, you know, make it a family thing, whatever you want to do. We're here to help. Then the next announcement that I want to make sure that everybody knows, if you've been following us for the last month, you've heard everything you can about this Build-A-Bear contest. We've done it every year. It's an annual contest that we do. And that giveaway is going to end as far as the entries on January the 15th. So on that Saturday, we'll close down the entry link, and we will, on the following Monday, we will stop accepting entries into the in-office contest. And then we'll start gathering all the entries, and there are thousands of them. And so it takes us a little while to process all that and get it into a good grouping so that we can do the drawing very fairly. And so we will be doing that over that next week, and then we'll probably do the drawing the next week. But we will have winners announced and called and contacted no later than January 27th. So if you have not been called or contacted, we will do a live announcement of those winners. So if you want to check on that, and then if we don't have the right name or number or something like that, you can contact us and let us know that you heard your name and you want to check on that. We just want to encourage you to follow up, because it was without a doubt every year we have at least one bear that is unclaimed. So we want to make sure that we are getting in contact with everyone who has won so they can get their prizes. And then last but not least, we are going to be starting a Facebook group. So you've seen something that we've been doing here on Facebook Live just called the Parenting Playbook. And that is just like advice we give on taking care of their teeth or fun things you can do with your kids in our area. But what we are going to do is actually set up a Facebook group. Now, some of you are familiar with Facebook groups as far as like moms groups and things like that. It will not be like a, hey, can you tell me where I should go to get the best tacos or anything like that. But we will allow, in moderation, you know, requests for dental advice. You know, we'll be doing our lives over on the Facebook group or cross-referencing our live videos over to the Facebook group. And we're going to be putting a link up here in just a minute. The name of the group is NWA Parenting Playbook. So it's just the letters NWA for Northwest Arkansas, space parenting, space playbook. And right now, you'll just see an introduction with a description to the group, but we will start posting in there. But we thought if you want to go ahead and get the inside track on that, you could go ahead and click the link and join there. Again, there'll be some stuff on there as I'll be the admin of that Facebook group. So whenever you're asking questions and things like that, you are talking directly to me. But again, we will be posting educational things. Well, to any office announcements. Very similar to what we do on our Facebook page now, but we want to really start to build a community of parents who really are concerned about their child's oral health care, as well as, you know, local events and things that you can do with your kids and fun projects and any type of things that we have going on in the office as well. If you have an announcement of a event in your area that you want us to share about, or if you send us the information, we can review it and make sure we're in line with that, and we'd be happy to post it. But we do want to start to develop a community with all of you, because we really know that here in Northwest Arkansas, we have a great group of parents, and we really want to be able to provide a safe space for you to ask questions and things like that, but also a place where you feel like you're getting your questions answered. So it will be run a little bit different than other parenting groups you may have seen, in that we will stay focused on some specific topics. But all in all, any questions, you can always directly message us on Facebook or Instagram. My email is always available. It's public. It's amy@smilesarewild.com. You can always call the office and ask any questions, but we do want to know what you want to know. So even if it's not oral health care related, maybe you want to know some fun things for your kids to do this spring or what summer camps are available. If you can tell us what you want to know, like what you look for, what you search for, any type of orthodontic questions or anything like that, we want to know what you want to know. So if you have a specific subject that you would like for us to talk about, or you have questions about a specific subject, comment below and let us know. We would love to be able to, you know, reach out to you on an individual level and talk to you about that. But your question may also be something that other parents want to know as well. And we can turn that into a live or a video chat or anything that we need to do to get you that information. And we really want to be a resource for parents. Like I said, not only about oral health care, we're not just about brushing teeth, don't eat candy, come get braces. That's not what we're about here at PDA&O. We really, really, really love this community that we have been able to be a part of for the last 22 years. And we're hoping to continue that journey. So that is why we are developing this Facebook group. It is being created just for you guys. It will be based on what you guys want to see, what you guys want to hear about. And again, as the marketing coordinator for this practice, I am always available to answer questions. You can always reach out to me for school sponsorships. We pretty much, if it involves kids, we're going to do our best to participate. So please do not hesitate to reach out to me this year. We would love to do some new things as well as continue to develop our relationships and partnerships that we already have in the community with nonprofits such as the Children's Safety Center of Washington County, as well as the SOAR program and some of the after-school programs in our area. We sponsor lots of soccer teams, lots of basketball teams, yearbook ads, basketball ads, baseball banners. You know, we really want to make sure that we are taking care of the kids inside of our community. And we do feel that by sponsoring these things that we are getting them outside, we're getting them educated. And so do not hesitate to reach out if you have any questions or concerns or are looking for sponsors for things. And then our Facebook group will be a great place to do that. Again, the link should be posted in the comments. You can just click on that link and join the group today. And then last but not least, I just want to give a really quick announcement. If you are a teacher or you are in a daycare center and your school is going to be allowing visitors, or we could probably set up some type of video chat, we are starting to schedule our February Children's Dental Health Month school visit. So if you want us to come visit your school, we will wear a mask. We will do whatever rules you need us to do. If you're not allowing that, we might can set up some type of video chat. We are also allowing Friday afternoon in office visits for tours for, you know, groups of 10 or less. It just kind of depends. But if you have any questions about anything regarding dental or visits or us coming to your school or your classroom or your church event or anything like that, if it's around kids, then we are happy to talk about how that we could make that work. We do have a specific program that we do for school age kids, pretty much up to around second or third grade, that specifically. But if you have another group you want us to come and talk to, if you have a group of moms you want us to come and talk to, please do not hesitate to reach out. You can put a comment here and let us know that you want us to contact you. You can also call me directly at the office. It's 582-0600. You can also email me at amy@smilesarewild.com. So like I said at the beginning of this live, this has been jam-packed with a lot of information. You can always go back and rewatch this information to get any of the contact information you might need. We hope that everyone has a wonderful year this year. We hope that despite the times with this pandemic still going on, that you are getting out, you are enjoying time with your family and friends as safely as possible. We will continue to do our part to keep your children safe and our staff safe, but we want 2022 to be a wonderful year for everyone in the community of Northwest Arkansas, and we hope that you all have enjoyed this last few months. And we're going to get back into some really fun stuff coming up. We have lots of stuff planned this year. I want to thank you all for watching us today. We hope you'll join us next week, where we will actually be finding out information about all of the MLK Junior events that are going to be going on in Northwest Arkansas on MLK Day on January 17th. So join us again next Wednesday. We'll have some special guests that'll come on and tell us all about the programs that'll be happening for that. Again, thank you guys so much for watching us today. We'll see you guys again next week. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. We will be back next week with more tips and tricks for you and your child. In the meantime, please subscribe to our podcast. You can also find out more information online by searching for Smiles Are Wild on all platforms, including Facebook and Instagram. But don't forget, it doesn't really matter how you take care of their teeth as long as you take care of them from the beginning.